Ian, what's the one thing you'd change about UK estate agency?
What would I change about UK estate agency? I would change the perception of UK estate agency
Okay.
because it frustrates the living daylights out of me that there are so many fantastic agents throughout the UK that deliver a great service with honesty and integrity, and yet the sector is belittled by many. And the solution for that, if that's the question you're just about to ask, I think that that is through regulation.
Okay, so why do you think estate agents have such a bad name? Is it the problem of the few? Is it going back to the 80s, the white boy, loads of money attitude? What is it?
I think the reality is that you're dealing with a person's greatest asset. It's considered to be one of the top four stressful situations in a person's life. And there's two reasons for that, I believe. Firstly, is that the agents can be a very easy scapegoat in terms of the decisions that people are making. The agent has to deliver them, so the agent becomes the scapegoat. And then the second part of that is the poor communication from agents that actually facilitates and actually increases that viewpoint from the general public.
I mean, how do you think estate agents could communicate better their message that they do such a good job that people think more of us? Because let's be honest, in America, I think they're called realtors, really are put on a pedestal whilst we are scum of the earth. And coming back, do you think that's our lack of communication or?
Fundamentally, I think it is. So there's a couple of principles. So the first thing is that the seller is our customer, and we should always seek their instructions. So I have come across in my time some agents that act as if the property is their own. It's not their own, it's actually the seller's, and so you should always seek instructions. You give guidance. Good agents give guidance, and they're strong enough to deliver that. But it is always the wishes of the customer that have to be upheld, so long as they're legal and ethical. And yes, it is down to the communication, but it's the little bits. I call them interim calls. So rather than great big conversations about big material subjects, it's all of the little steps along the way that paint that picture.
Do you think so? Give me a bit more what these interim calls look like, because I'm sure there's lots of negs and valuers watching this that if they did these interim calls, because we've had chatted about it in the green room, as we were, your M&Ms, we took the purple ones out, didn't we?
Thank you.
What do those calls look like?
They're chess pieces. They're moves around the chessboard. So they're all of the interlinking conversations. So you think about the psychology of communication. It isn't delivering bad news all in one hit. It's actually talking about. So when a purchaser actually phones up for an example, you ask for an example and says, "We're having second thoughts about the property and we want to come back for a second view," we'll pick up the phone and tell the owner that they're having second thoughts. And it's all about the delivery of the real life story. So the best agents are great storytellers, not because they make them up, because they deliver the truth. So rather than just picking up the phone in a week later and saying, "I'm ever so sorry, your buyer has pulled out," involve the customer throughout the journey. And that's just one example, a very straightforward example.
Fascinating, because so what you're basically saying to all the negs out there is that whenever you have a touch point with a potential viewer or something happens, you pass that message on, so you're completing a
Absolutely.
story.
100%, of course you do. So for example, if you register an applicant and they seem particularly interested and they say they're going to take a drive-by, pick up the phone and tell the customer. Now in today's world, they think that you can influence in the same way by sending a text, WhatsApp, or email. I'm old school and new school, but I believe that the best way to influence behavior and have a great communication relationship is over the phone.
So what you're saying is don't rely too much on technology and pick that phone up and talk to people.
It's got to be appropriate to the customer. So if the customer wants to be communicated in that way, communicate in that way. But just be very careful of the way that you communicate and the words that you use.
So really, really comes back down to is that the agent really needs to speak with the vendor first to find out how they
Absolutely
might want to
right.
be.
Exactly right.
Sounds so simple.
It is simple. It is simple if you follow the path. And so we talk about how do you increase market share at the Guild. And the simplistic way is that at every single opportunity, with every single contact, with every single person, that's how you build market share.
Okay.
There is no silver bullet.
Probably we could talk about that in the next video.
That would be very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.